anything advancing pleasure.
This Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney. They didn't have what it takes to be astronauts. They don't fit the foreign diplomat mold. Their computer science careers were cut short. And the banking world still blanches at the mere mention of their names. But when it comes to sports in central Nebraska, they know their stuff. And so without further ado, mostly because we're out of it, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation presents The Doug and Daddy Show.
And welcome to a Friday edition of The Doug and Daddy Show right here at Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Big show for you today. I'm going to tell you right now, Ndamukong Suh set to join us. Ndamukong Suh, you don't want to miss it. He is set to join us after deciding to return for his senior and final season at the University of Nebraska. Made that decision earlier in the week decided to come back. Also, we are going to talk a little odds in Las Vegas and go live to the Mandalay Bay Race and Sports Book. And when we go there, we don't talk to one of the guys at the counter. We talk to the man that's a supervisor, and Michael Periano.
All coming up on the Doug and Daddy Show today. The phone lines are open at 1-888-455-ESPN. That's 1-888-455-3776. You can email the Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. There's so little going on that the Bulls Cavaliers is such a big thing on the national scene. Is that really what's going on? We, of course, are going to focus a little bit more on the NFL draft. The underclassmen staying or going, that was the deadline yesterday. Mark Sanchez going out. All the West Coast people like Colin Cowherd, that's what they're very interested in. Percy Harvin, he's leaving Florida. I think maybe that's a bigger deal after watching the Gator or after watching the national championship game.
Well, Sanchez kind of made his, you know, does one game make or break a player? Well, certainly the way Mark Sanchez looked in the Rose Bowl, made him, where Percy Harvin was injured and was not probably full strength, and although he did kill Oklahoma, I believe the nine plays in which he was in that Wildcat formation or whatever you want to call it, they ran for 156 yards, whether it was to him or again, or you know, went to somebody else. You know, he kind of made his name before that and looked to be one of those first-rounders before Mark Sanchez. How high will Mark Sanchez go? And that differs depending on which analyst you talk to, because I think that one game certainly elevated him. But, boy, to come out and leave USC early, I think that shocked a lot of people.
What did Shelly Smith say?
She just talks to his dad. That's all I saw. I haven't talked to Shelly.
Miss USC. Hey, coming up on the program, we will hear from one of the gentlemen, as Tony said, that stayed, and that's Nebraska's Ndamukong Suh. Also, going on this weekend, it's the River City Hunting, Fishing, RV, and Boat Expo. It gets underway today and runs through Sunday at the Max Center in Council Bluffs. Let's give you a chance. I think we got a couple of family four-packs left. So if you are going down and would like free admission to this outstanding hunting and fishing expo, get a hold of Derek right now, 1-888-455-3776. 888-455-3776. And Derek's going to get rid of all the passes that we have left. It looks like a couple of family four-packs if you're going down to Council Bluffs to enjoy this weekend. Tony, the Detroit Lions, they are going to introduce their new head coach this afternoon. You know, Jim Schwartz.
Good luck, Jim.
Yeah, you're not going to get a high-profile guy. But he has done a great job with the Tennessee Titans defense for the past eight seasons. A lot of names out there. Wonder how Kyle VandenBosch feels about this.
Well, you know, though,
Albert Haynesworth, that whole crew.
You know, obviously, yeah, that's something that they've got to take a step back. And, you know, a guy that really got that team to play as a one unit this year for the first time, you know, and to do what the Titans have done this year. They hadn't done in a while. But they certainly had players up front. I'm not sure he has that type of talent up front. It's going to take him a while. How many years in a row did the Lions take a wide receiver with their number one pick? I mean, offense has been their focus for so long. I think they finally decided that, hey, we got to get a defensive guy in here and go that direction.
I think it was three. Can you name them?
Well, Roy Williams.
Or three out of four.
Roy Williams, Calvin Johnson, and the Texas.
Well, there might have been four of them then. Was it Roy Williams?
Roy Williams.
Okay. Calvin Johnson, Charles Rogers out of Michigan State, and didn't they also take Mike Williams out of USC?
Okay.
Wouldn't that be right?
Wait, Mike Williams, he just vanished?
Well, yeah, he... Nothing. Never even did anything. Squadoosh.
I think he's probably out on the mean streets of Detroit.
Well, that's what's going on. They've got to get away from that. They've got a great one in Calvin Johnson, and they traded that Williams guy to some team that, you know, he stood out
brain
a lot.
Dead. Brain dead move.
Also coming up on the show today, we're going to get you qualified for our Super Bowl tailgate bundle from Schroeder's Smoked Foods. You can find out more at schroedersmokedfoods.com. We've got a great Super Bowl package put together for you and your Super Bowl party. Feeds up to 15 with smoked pork loin, brats, chili, the chips and cheese, all there. We're going to give you a chance for that coming up later on in the program as well. Tony, you came up with the stat of the year so far in 2009 yesterday about Arizona. Does this mean that everybody's going to be getting on the Arizona Cardinals?
Well,
I guess we should repeat if you missed that. Daddy came across the stat that in the playoffs, the team
that knocks off the defending Super Bowl champs the week before, such as the Eagles win last week over the Giants 23-11, are 0-10 straight up. And 1-9 against the spread the following week. That's 0-10. They've never advanced. So that would lead you to believe that Arizona will eliminate Philadelphia this week. But you look at really the way the line's moving, the way, you know, the ESPN does their poll, everybody's on the Eagles. Everybody thinks the Eagles are going to win this game.
The line opened to 2.5 in Vegas, guys. It's up to 3.5, 4, 4.5 on a couple of places here.
And you look at Pittsburgh, Baltimore, opened at 6. It got up to 6.5 this morning. It's back down to 6. And again, if you want to bet the Super Bowl right now, the AFC is favored by a point.
I'm obviously thinking that Pittsburgh and Philadelphia being the favorites would meet.
Well, the only way that the NFC would be favored is if Baltimore played Philly, right?
No. No, the only way the NFC would be favored is if... Oh, you're right. Yes.
See, if we had a webcam right there, it would be gold.
See, the gerbil went backwards there on the wheel. And
I could see things falling out right there. It was not pretty. That was a crash. That was not good.
Philadelphia played Baltimore. And
then you think the Eagles might be favored there, big fella?
I'm not sure.
Because Pittsburgh will be favored over either team. And Baltimore would be favored over Arizona, I would think, because Arizona's just never going to get any love. Your thoughts, 1-888-455-ESPN. You can email the Debt Popper inbox, DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com. All right, I want to get into this Super Bowl tailgate battle because Ndamukong Suh is coming up in our next segment. We're going to talk to the Nebraska defensive tackle as we get ready for, unbelievably, they're already getting ready for the upcoming season, going through weight workouts, and actually that's what he's doing right now. He's going to join us after his morning workout. But as we mentioned, Schroeder Smoked Foods and the Doug and Daddy Show are going to hook you up with a Super Bowl tailgate bundle that's going to feed up to 15 people or 8 daddies. Smoked pork loin, brats, chili, the chips and cheese, all that. They throw in the plates and the napkins, the sauces. You know, you need the napkins for the sauces, evidently. Everything to get you ready for the big game on Super Bowl Sunday. And what we're going to do is we're going to have you qualify via some trivia. And then coming up the week of the Super Bowl, we're going to have a winner out of those. So here is your trivia question. And this is the first one for Schroeder Smoked Foods. We were talking about the Detroit Lions. 1-888-455-ESPN is the phone number. 1-888-455-ESPN. Let's go ahead and take him on the air, Derek. I guess that's what we'll do, and that'll take us into our first break. That way we won't have folks repeating the same answer. Here is the trivia question, and the first one to get this right will be in for the tailgate party. The Detroit Lions will be counting on their new coach, Jim Schwartz, to come up with ways to improve a defense that ranked last in the league, shocking, giving up 517 points. That's not the most points ever given up in one season. The NFL record for points allowed is 533. Set in 1981 by what team? Let's go to the phone lines. Who's with us?
Oh, no, this is Derek. Here in Ireland.
Derek, you got a guess? Just take a guess.
I'm going to go with St. Louis Cardinals or something like that.
Well, good try, Derek. That's not right.
Not a bad guess, though.
Not bad. We're going to keep things going here. Same question for everybody. Doug and Daddy Show, what's your guess?
Tampa Bay.
Well, also a good guess. But remember, they were very good in 79 and 80. They finally got good, not right. Thanks for calling. Back to the phone lines at 1-888-455-ESPN. What team has given up the most points in one season in NFL history? Your guess.
The Vikings?
No, it's not the Vikings. Thanks for the call. That's funny. And by the way, it's not the Cowboys, so don't even try that on the air. Let's go with your guess. Doug and Daddy Show, what's your guess?
The Los Angeles Rams?
Not the Rams. No, not the Rams. So we're eliminating some teams here. Back to the airwaves here. Doug and Daddy Show, what's your guess?
Hey, yeah, this is Brent the Mailman. I'm going to say the New Orleans Saints.
Outstanding guess. Wrong, Mailman. Thanks, though. We love you, buddy. We love you. Try back. Again, the question is, the Detroit Lions gave up 517 points this season. That ranked last in the league. But it's not the worst season that a team has ever had. The NFL record for points allowed in a season, 1981, 533. Let's go back to the phone lines. What's your guess?
The Colts.
We have a winner.
Yeah. What Colts?
Before they moved to Indy, it's the Baltimore Colts. They are the winner. Who are we talking with?
Jim's from Loomis.
Hey, Loomis the Wolves, congratulations. We got a winner there in Loomis today. Hang on, Derek. We'll get some contact information. We'll put you into the hopper here for the Super Bowl tailgate bundle, courtesy of Schroeder Smoked Foods and the Doug and Daddy Show. Hang on the line.
Thanks, man.
The Baltimore Colts back in 1981.
I know he just said Indy. If you just said which Colts? Well, Indianapolis.
Baltimore.
No.
So we'll let Derek get the information. We'll take a break. We'll be back with Ndamukong Suh right after this on the Doug and Daddy Show.
And now, here's another in our series of things that happened during the Doug and Daddy Show commercial breaks that you can be glad you didn't hear.
Well, stop licking yourself. That's disgusting.
Makes you look forward to the breaks, doesn't it?
You want the best value available on ATVs, so get to Kearney Yamaha to save up to $1,500 on a sport ATV, or get the best deals on a utility ATV or side-by-side. For a top-notch utility ATV, check out the fuel-injected 550cc water-cooled Grizzly with fully independent suspension and power steering. Or when you need room for two and still want to haul up to 400 pounds, check out the Yamaha Rhino.
This is Terry Lobig from Kearney Yamaha. For a limited time only, we have Yamaha utility ATVs and side-by-sides priced to move. If you're wanting to get an ATV for fun, stop in and save $1,500 on brand new Yamaha Sport ATVs.
Whether you want the Raptor 700 with its powerful fuel-injected engine or the torquey Raptor 350, you'll save $1,500 at Kearney Yamaha. Call 1-800-THE-ATVs or go online to KearneyYamaha.com. ATVs are recommended only for use by those age 16 and older. Yamaha recommends an approved training course. See your dealer or call 1-800-877-2887. ATVs can be hazardous to operate.
In Las Vegas, the high rollers never miss a good play. Neither do you at Johnny Casino's Grand Island. You can watch every Husker game, whether broadcast or pay-per-view. Plus, NFL Sunday Ticket. Wednesdays, Texas Hold'em at 6:30 and 9:15. And even after your high school game is done, Johnny Casino's has the oven hot with fresh pizza. Johnny Casino's, west side of the Conestoga Mall off 281 Grand Island. And remember, what goes on at Johnny Casino's will bring you back to Johnny Casino's.
This Sunday, it's the championship round of the NFL playoffs, and Westwood One is your exclusive home for all the action. First, it's the Battle of the Birds, as Donovan McNabb and the Philadelphia Eagles leave their nest to fly to Arizona to take on Kurt Warner and the Cardinals. Then, in the AFC title game, Ed Reed and the Baltimore Ravens defense go head-to-head versus Big Ben Roethlisberger and the Pittsburgh Steelers. The NFL playoffs and Super Bowl 43 are right here.
Catch all the action Sunday on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
When the weather forecasters say partly cloudy and you have to blow 10 inches of that stuff out of the driveway, you might want to click on ESPNSuperstation.com to find out what other plans have been changed. Click the weather threat button, brought to you by Fidelity Heating and Air of Kearney. Remember, even when the weather stops you, nothing stops a train.
We'll see lingering cloud cover early today, followed by partial clearing as temperatures climb up to around the mid-40s. Southwest winds will stay at 5 to 15 miles per hour. For tonight, we'll see partly cloudy skies, lows about 26, with the winds out of the northwest developing at 10 to 20, up to the mid-40s on Saturday. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 27.
Friday edition of the Doug and Daddy Show continues here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. And Tony, yesterday was the final day that underclassmen could declare for the National Football League, and we didn't have to wait till the last moment for really Nebraska's only underclassman that had a decision here to make that decision, and Ndamukong Suh coming out at the beginning of the week saying, you know what, I'm going to come back to Nebraska.
Well, I think a lot of people breathed a sigh of relief, and we'll get his thoughts when he decided to come back, Doug. Ndamukong Suh joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Thank you so much for the time today. And did you feel the sigh of relief collectively around the state when you made that announcement?
Yeah, I definitely did. I mean, it was a great feeling that everybody sends email and was hoping for me to come back. And I'm definitely glad to please them and please myself to come back for another year.
When did you feel that you were so wanted by everybody?
probably midway through the season, I really got a feel of it, especially when the Suh chants got that much more louder. So it was probably around that time, especially through that Kansas game.
Have you called Cody Hawkins and apologized to him yet?
I have not. I don't have any contact other than with him when I see him on game day.
Now, I know because we talked to Todd Peterson right after the Gator Bowl, our own Grand Island boy here, and I know everybody's seen the photo of you taking in that final interception. Is that framed somewhere in your house now?
It actually is. One of my good friends, she actually gave it to me in a frame for my birthday. So, yeah, I do have it framed in my living room.
Talk about that moment. Now, the game was really maybe turned around on the field goal, obviously, but that just put the final nail in the coffin, and I think that took you to rock star status in this state. What do you remember about that particular play?
Oh, the play was crazy. I mean, it was really just being at the right place at the right time, and then a lot of thank you goes to Zach Potter, because, I mean, both him and Steinkuhl were collapsing the pocket, and as our coaches always tells us, is cover your teammates' butts, and I was just wrapping in case the tight end, I mean, in case the quarterback had a chance to release outside and Potter couldn't grab him, I'd be there to cover his butt. And he ended up throwing the ball. Potter tipped it up and let it sail in the air for me. And everything really just slowed down until I got a brief hand on it. And then obviously it fell down my leg and I caught it. And then from there it was, oh, here comes Cody Hawkins from the corner of my eye. And I know he's not going to go up high on me, but he's definitely going to go on low and try and take my legs out. So I just had to keep running. And if he wasn't going to grab onto me, try and run through him.
Well, that's exactly what you did. Threw him, over him, all sorts of things to him. Ndamukong, I think, you know, that play, then that basically propelled you to a bowl game in which you just had a spectacular game. In many, many people's eyes, you were the MVP of that ball game. The decision obviously made after that, but boy, was the pressure from the outside, how heavy was that pressure?
Going into the bowl game, I really honestly didn't feel that much pressure. I just felt that, I mean, we have a great line up front. So if I weren't even to have a good game, because I didn't even start out having a good game at the beginning of that, game, because obviously Steinkuhl came to play as everybody else on the line. But I was getting double teamed a lot. I got a lot of tension from the other team, obviously, for my play in previous games, which I kind of expected and was looking forward to. And I just knew Steinkuhl, being the way he is, he's not a guy who's going to take a back seat to anybody, which I don't blame him, and he shouldn't, because he's a great player, and he just showcased what he could do, and they really had to just even up and really try and control both of us, and which obviously they didn't do as well as they liked, and we both got in that backfield.
And Ndamukong Suh joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show as they're getting ready to get right back into workouts, just coming off his weight training session this morning and diving back into things before spring ball even gets going. You talked about this in your press conference early in the week, but tell us a little bit about what Coach Pelini told you when you guys met after the bowl game and he came to visit you. What
What was the one thing that sticks out in your mind that he told you?
The main thing that really sticks out to my mind was when we were at dinner and we were kind of joking around, and he was like, I mean, honestly, it's really up to you and your family. I would love for you to come back and all that, you know. I'd love to have you for another season, but honestly, you need to do what's best for you and your family, and I don't want to put any pressure on you to really feel that you have to come back. If you really feel that you want to pursue the next level, and if you do, just let me know and I'll help you through that. So that was a key thing, and I knew his heart, and then ever since what he was telling me from the beginning of really noticing that I had an opportunity to leave early, especially when we spoke after the Colorado game with my mom that Saturday, I always knew he had his best interest in for me. So from that point on, I mean, that really just set the tone, and it was like he's gonna really do all he can whether I stay or not.
Now, did they tell you where you would be drafted if you would come out?
They give you a projection, and that's what the NFL advisory does. And they told me it would be somewhere early second, late first, and that was great news. But obviously, it just wasn't enough news for me to feel that I should take that next step. I think I another year would only benefit me.
And Ndamukong Suh is joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. For the seniors that are going to be moving on, who are you going to miss? Who's going to have to step into some roles? Who's going to be the key guys that are going to be gone from this year's team that really helped you out quite a bit?
Obviously, I think that is definitely two guys mainly, which was Zach Potter and Ty Steinkuhler. Although Pierre was a big piece in us playing together on the same side, but I mean, I don't really have to worry about him going anywhere. He has another 2 years to play, so that's going to be nice with him. But definitely Ty and Potter, just because we played all our years together, really. And Potter coming in, we came in on the same class, and then Steinkuhler, his freshman year was my first year here. So we've just really had a bond, and we've gotten to know how to play with each other, especially me and Steinkuhler in the run game situation. But I don't. It'll be a big loss, but then also it'll allow me to create another and further my relationship with either Jared Crick or Terrence Moore, who I played with during fall camp. Obviously, when Steinkuhler was having some back issues, they both stepped up and were running with the one.
Now, Ndamukong, can you talk about the last year, a year ago, when you start? I'm going to be honest with you. I talk to younger players down there, and they say a year ago, you weren't that much fun to be around. You really weren't all that nice to them. And now all of a sudden, a year later, it seems like the weight of the world is off of your back. You're having fun, and it's just a whole new rebirth of you.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely tough. And I mean, if I were mean to him, I apologize. But I mean, a year ago, it was hell around here, and it was due to the season that we had, in different situations that were. I don't think anybody was a happy person playing for Nebraska in the situation that we were in. So I don't want to speak for anybody else, but I think there was a lot of everybody really felt and wasn't in a good mood when they really came up to practices and were in meetings, and the mood around here wasn't the greatest, especially when it got towards the end of the season.
Just kind of following up on that, what was the biggest difference for you and your core group with the coaching change? Not necessarily if it was better or worse, and who was, but what was the immediate, I guess, thing that Coach Bo Pelini and Carl Pelini changed about the way you guys operated?
It was really the mentality. Coach Pelini, Carl Pelini came in and said, you guys might not feel it right now, but just from watching your guys' film, although it wasn't great, and me getting a chance to just work with you in this first week of spring ball, I just remember him saying that this group, mark my words, is going to be a leader, one of the leader, the head groups of the defense, whether or not it is or it's going to be one of the two. So, I mean, obviously that came to true, and definitely we all see what he was talking about now. So, and I think a lot of people, especially the older guys, really took heart to that and really saw and knew what they had in, under their belts and knew how they could play and really just and went to work under under Coach Carl and Coach JP.
Everybody wants to know the offensive line in which you face every day on the scout team. Who's going to be able to step in and fill some of those roles by those guys leaving?
I think probably Ricky Henry will probably be a major guy that'll get a huge look, especially going into spring ball and fall camp, obviously, because he's a JUCO transfer, and he definitely gave me the run for my money. He was really a guy that always went hard against me every day in scout team, and I kind of noticed towards the end of the season the coaches really only allowed him to go against me. So I think he's definitely one of those guys that'll definitely be able to switch over to the ones and twos group and fight for a position.
Well, he's coming back to Nebraska for his senior season. All Husker fans are happy about it. They hope that he just gets better and escalates his draft status. And Ndamukong Suh, we'll let you get out of here with this final question. How fun was it after the Gator Bowl in Jacksonville?
It was a blast. Actually, I went out with a couple of my teammates and Zach Potter and Clay Stevers, and we just enjoyed ourselves. We kind of stood up. I stayed up the whole night just because I had to leave the next morning to go and catch a flight at 5:30. So we just hung out and relaxed and enjoyed the win in the hotel.
All right, bud. We'll let you get out of here. We look forward to seeing you when spring ball gets underway and, of course, this fall during the season. Thanks for giving us some time on the Doug and Daddy Show, and keep up the great work.
Thank you.
He is staying with the Huskers, Tony. He's staying with the Big Red in Ndamukong Suh. Phil Steele had him fourth team preseason All-Big 12. Here's a kid that really came out of nowhere. I mean, a lot of people, he was not even on a draft board.
Well, stat-wise, Doug, you remember the coaches don't have him All-Big 12 at the end of the year, which is a slap in his face.
Yeah.
I mean, when you look at statistic-wise, he dominated everybody else up at that position.
Led the Huskers in almost everything that he ever did.
We gave him for another year. In the circles we run with, people's just amazed.
Why do you say we?
Because
the circles you run with.
It's not true, because we're homeboys. It's the way we roll.
Whatever. The circles you run with. Anyway, you were saying.
The word out there, there's no way after his performance in those last two games, there's absolutely no way in which he's going to come back. Hey, you just heard that over and over and over again. And stock just kept going up, up, up. And, to get him back, what a luxury for Nebraska.
Well, you know what else is a luxury for Nebraska? Your local Dyna-Gro seed dealer. Whether it's Lauren from Farwell to Wood River and, I guess, in the Kearney area. Jesse, Dave, Aaron. How about Charlie? He works between Lexington and Broken Bow. You're in the northern part of our region. How about Matt Ickes up in O'Neill? There's a name that a lot of people remember. Matt from Brady to Sutherland. They're all over Nebraska, and Dyna-Gro is all over the field. Their seed company has quietly become one of the top 10 in North America. How'd they do it? Well, they work with the best ag experts in the world, the American farmers, so they build the company the same way the customers have built their successful farming operations. With a work ethic that says almost isn't good enough, our success has been built one farmer at a time through a relationship of trust. They will continue to focus on investing research, development, bringing the best genetics and traits to you. They keep doing it time and time again. There's more outstanding I guess what you want to say here is what they've done in the last year is they've been winners. They were winners the year before. They're winners in the field plots. All you have to do is go out and see what they did last year. Of course, when we saw them at Husker Harvest Days, it was a rough season for everybody, but they were still dancing around because they were winner,
chicken dinner.
And Dyna-Gro is the place to be.
1-800-652-9298. Call them today. They will tell you who your local Dyna-Gro seeds dealer is in your area.
Dyna-Gro, people. They appreciate your business, and they want to be growing even more in your field in 2009. Let's take a break. Coming up, we go to Vegas, baby.
Mandalay-based racing sportsbook supervisor Mike Periano joins us after this.
You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Let's open the mouth. Let the words out.
Unfortunately, this happens altogether too often.
Hi, we're back with Worry Line. Who are we talking with?
It's Cameron.
Cameron, what's worrying you today?
I'm freaking out.
Really? You don't sound like you're freaking out.
I know. That's what's freaking me out.
Okay, try and calm down.
I am calm.
So what's making you so calm? It's your mother, isn't it?
No, Mom's cool. It's my Volkswagen.
Oh.
It came with carefree maintenance.
And this has made you feel different, hasn't it?
Totally. Mm-hmm. I used to worry about my car all the time, but now I don't. What is happening to me?
I think you may be having an anti-anxiety attack.
A what?
Yes, it's an overwhelming sensation that everything is totally under control.
Okay, what do I do?
Nothing. There's no problem.
Cool. I guess I don't need you.
What? Hello?
Stop into your local Volkswagen dealer and ask about the Carefree Maintenance Program. No charge scheduled maintenance for 3 years or 36,000 miles, whichever comes first, on all 2009 Volkswagen models. Peace of mind. It's what the people want.
The Carefree Maintenance Program covers the vehicle's scheduled maintenance during the terms of the new vehicle warranty at no additional charge. Some limitations apply. See dealer for details.
You want the best value available on ATVs. So get to Kearney Yamaha to save up to $1,500 on a sport ATV or get the best deals on a utility ATV or side-by-side. For a top-notch utility ATV, check out the fuel-injected 550cc water-cooled Grizzly with fully independent suspension and power steering. Or when you need room for two and still want to haul up to 400 pounds, check out the Yamaha Rhino.
This is Terry Lobig from Kearney Yamaha. For a limited time only, we have Yamaha utility ATVs and side-by-sides priced to move. If you're wanting to get an ATV for fun, stop in and save $1,500 on brand new Yamaha Sport ATVs.
Whether you want the Raptor 700 with its powerful fuel-injected engine or the torquey Raptor 350, you'll save $1,500 at Kearney Yamaha. Call 1-800-THE-ATVS or go online to KearneyYamaha.com. ATVs are recommended only for use by those age 16 and older. Yamaha recommends an approved training course. See your dealer or call 1-800-877-2887. ATVs can be hazardous to operate.
Saturday, it's a top 15 showdown on Tobacco Road as the second-ranked Duke Blue Devils host the 12th-ranked Georgetown Hoyas. Hi, this is Kevin Kugler of Westwood One. Join Bill Frieder and me from Cameron Indoor Arena as Duke takes on Georgetown. Can Duke continue its perfect record at home, or will Georgetown steal a big non-conference game on the road? There's only one way to find out. Georgetown, Duke. If it's NCAA basketball, it's right here.
Catch all the action Saturday, tipping off at 12:30 on ESPN Radio.
Tirico and Van Pelt shoot the breeze with Colt McCoy.
What'd you do Saturday night?
I called up some buddies because I was back home. We went out spotlighting.
What the heck spotlighting?
You go out and you get a spotlight and you just kind of look for varmints, armadillos, you know, just anything.
Catch those varmints, Tirico and Van Pelt, noon weekdays on ESPN Radio Superstation, 1460 and 1550 AM.
We'll see lingering cloud cover early today, followed by partial clearing as temperatures climb up to around the mid-40s. Southwest winds will stay at 5 to 15 miles per hour. For tonight, we'll see partly cloudy skies, lows about 26, with the winds out of the northwest developing at 10 to 20, up to the mid-40s on Saturday. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 27.
Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Don't forget the second annual Heartland Hoops Classic is coming up on Saturday, February the 14th at the Heartland Events Center in Grand Island, featuring great basketball competition from teams around the state of Nebraska. Going from 9:30 in the morning to the final tip-off at 8 o'clock when Shadron, one of the top 10 teams in the all-class rankings in the Omaha World Herald, will be coming out to take on Grand Island Central Catholic, who is undefeated. This will be the second year for the event. The first year drawing a crowd of over 3,500 fans from Nebraska and Iowa. Teams from locally will be there. Heartland Lutheran, Wood River, St. Paul, Minden, Ravenna, Grand Island Central Catholic, St. Cecilia. Teams will be traveling in from Shadron, Fremont, Bergen, Ralston, Burwell, and a variety of other towns as well. Media passes, well, maybe we get those, but you don't. You have to buy tickets. And tickets are available very reasonably priced at the Heartland Events Center box office or online, HeartlandHoopsClassic.com. HeartlandHoopsClassic.com. Check it out, the second annual Heartland Hoops Classic at the Heartland Events Center in Grand Island. Some of the state's best boys basketball will be played there about a week before they get ready for district play.
Doug, right now, though, we're talking about this weekend. We're talking about what's going on in the NFL. And we're going live right now to Mandalay Bay Racing Sportsbook. We're talking to the supervisor. Mike Perenio joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Mike, how are you?
Hey, how's it going, guys? I know the commie's bad, but did I just get demoted to supervisor?
Yeah, see, I said manager, czar that is.
Actually, it's director, but czar that is. I like that one.
Well, evidently you must give Tony a bad pick, so he's demoting you.
You're 5-0, Mike.
Yeah, I was going to say, what bad pick would that be? So.
Must have been live and in person. Mike, is it everybody knows the zoo and the fun and the party that it is Super Bowl weekend. What's it like this weekend? Is it a normal weekend, or do you get a little more play than usual?
Oh, no. Every NFL weekend in the playoffs is big. You know, even with the way the economy is, we were packed last week, we'll be packed this week. And, NFL's recession-resistant, I guess.
Mike, that's interesting because you come from Nebraska where everybody's so into college football. And I always find it interesting. You go out for a college football Saturday in Vegas, and yeah, it's big, it's full, there's excitement. But Sunday, there's nothing like it. The place is twice as full.
Yeah, college football is big too, and college basketball and March Madness. That's really where we get crazy with college. But, you know, everyone asks me who my favorite pro team is, and I tell them Nebraska. But growing up in Nebraska, you don't really follow a pro team, so it's a little different attitude from where we're from.
Well, Mike, we've talked to you a couple of times already this year on the Doug and Daddy Show, and I guess you look at how crazy things have ended up here with the teams that are left in the playoffs, and Pittsburgh was really the only team at the beginning of the year which was a low-odd team or a short-odd team as far as having a chance to make the Super Bowl. Is this, we heard a lot about, boy, if Tampa Bay wins this World Series, it's going to crush Vegas. Are you guys set up okay with no matter who wins this whole Super Bowl?
Yeah, we're pretty good shape. You know, we get a lot of action on New York teams and New England, and the teams that were the longest odds at the beginning of the year were Miami and Atlanta. So we were a little scared when both those teams made the playoffs and actually looked like they were pretty good teams. So those two teams losing relieved some of our pressure. And, you know, we have people betting still to win the Super Bowl. It's pretty good money. So we can still, you know, get hit if we take a large bet. But Philadelphia is like 2-1 to win right now. Arizona's 4-1. Baltimore 16-5 and Pittsburgh 6-5 to win the Super Bowl. So we don't have a lot of exposure unless Arizona would happen to win at 4-1, and we're probably safe with that, I would imagine.
Mike, are there very many props put up for this weekend bets?
Yeah, a lot of point spread props. You know, will there be a score in the first 6 minutes and 30 seconds of the game? That kind of stuff. But props in Vegas really don't hit until the Super Bowl, and then you're looking at 4 pages of propositions or more. So we put up point spread props and some quirky stuff, but props are really a Super Bowl thing, and it'll probably stay that way because putting up those kind of props is time consuming. We got to watch a lot of the wagering, so it's real labor intensive. On Super Bowl we do it, but to do it on a consistent basis, even in the playoffs or every week, it's tough.
Mike Perenio, director of the Mandalay Bay Sportsbook, is joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Mike, for the general fans out there, we always find out that the Super Bowl is the most wagered on activity of the entire year because maybe the rookie or the general fan wants to, you know, bet 10 or 20 or 100 bucks on something. But the prop bets, that's not good for them to get involved in. Tell us about that and how you guys come up with prop bets. I mean, especially like Kobe Bryant scores this much opposed to the Steelers scoring this much. Who comes up with these? Because you could pick anything you want.
Well, I'd like to say I developed all those props and they're patented and I get paid for them. But you know what? We'll put up anything if we think we can make money on it. You know, like you said, we'll combine a basketball player or two basketball players or two guys' rebounds against the total score of a team. We'll put about anything up on there. Although people always ask for the coin flip, and we don't do the coin flip anymore because the 1 year when they got it wrong. So we don't do that anymore, but some places still do. But basically, propositions are for fun, and that's, you know, most of our wagers on propositions are small wagers, so you can sit there, watch the game, and keep track of fumbles or who's scoring, how many points. You know, it's just something for fun, and it actually is a lot of fun if you have a bunch of props during the Super Bowl.
So if it's fun and you lose, you can just kind of turn your ticket in and get your money back then. Is that the way?
Yeah. It's entertainment, guys. It's for fun, and hopefully if you win the game, it offsets some of your prop losses. But there is actually some propositions if you do some studying, take a look at some of that. There are ways to make money on propositions, but just like with anything, you got to take your time, look at what you think is going to happen with the game, and then hope you're right.
Mike, every time Super Bowl Sunday has come around, you specifically brought up the coin flip. I'm thinking you always know who's calling the coin going into the football game because of who's designated home and away. And
right.
if you just pay attention to what they called all year long, wouldn't you be right?
Yeah, that's some inside information, I guess, you could get from players. But like I said, we don't take that usually anymore just because a referee screwed one up one time. But
we get asked
all the time about, you know, things you can vote on, the Oscars and who win the Heisman. Anything that's voted on is restricted by gaming control here. You can't wager on anything that's voted on, so...
Mike Perinia joins us, director of the Mandalay Bay Racing Sportsbook. Mike, obviously looking at the games this weekend, is it fair to say majority of the money is on Philadelphia and the majority of the money is on Baltimore?
Actually, right now, Pittsburgh went from -5 to -6, so we are getting action on Pittsburgh, and we're also getting Phillies up from 3.5 up to 4. So the favorites are moving up. That's typical for almost any week in the NFL where the favorites move up. And, you know, it just seems like very rarely in the NFL do you see someone move a line back down on a favorite. And that's just people tend to take the team that looks better and bet it. And the point spread sometimes doesn't factor in some people's wagering. But, yeah, both favorites are moving up. And for Philly, it's a little strange because they're on the road. So, you know, but it's only moved to 0.5 point. And the way they looked last week against the Giants, and no one really believes in Arizona, at least yet. So it's typical for the favorites to move up, and that's what's happening right now. It's still early, though. A lot of the major wagering is going to come late.
Tony, should we have Mike make his selections, or do you want to throw the stat of the year at him?
Well, Mike, I found this. I'm going to throw the stat of the year at you, Mike.
I got to go against whatever that is. So.
You know, I found this, and this actually comes from Vegas Insider Jamie Tersini. Teams that knock off the defending Super Bowl champs the week before, like the Eagles did, are 0-10 straight up.
Well, that's pretty strong. So a money line bet would be good in that situation. So I think right now you got to lay about -180, -200 on a money line bet. So you got to lay 2 to win 1 on the money line. Unfortunately, there's a spread on it, so that stat's a little. If you're betting a spread, that might not hold up on the point spread. That doesn't surprise me. A lot of teams get a little euphoria after winning against any kind of big game in football, period. And I'm a big believer from, you know, playing myself football and doing stuff like that. I'm a big believer in defense. I have a feeling the more that line Pittsburgh goes up, I really like Baltimore in that game. Total's only 34 points. If you have to win by a touchdown and the total's 34, you almost got to shut them out. And, Pittsburgh has a great defense, too. But the rookie quarterback for Baltimore, shown he's really not a rookie anymore. He's played, you know, a full season already. And I like Baltimore plus the points in that game.
Mike, kind of getting away from football, have you saw a lot more interest in I guess, the futures towards March with North Carolina losing a couple?
Yeah, I mean, that threw a, you know, there's really not a strong favorite on the futures in the college basketball right now. You know, especially with them losing a couple games and not looking real strong. And, you know, it looks wide open. And as far as futures go, you never know. I like to take teams that are well-coached and teams that have been there before. You see upsets in the tournament in the first few rounds, but, boy, when you get to the Final Four, you don't see very many teams that haven't been there before. And if you're betting futures, it doesn't do you any good to get to the sweep. 16, you got to get to the championship game, and you know, there's teams out there that are a little surprised that are pretty good odds. Memphis, you know, they look like they could be a good team by the end of the year because they've got some new people in there. But basketball futures, a lot of times you can get as good odds before the tournament on teams that you can get right now, and you already know they're in the tournament. You don't have to worry about whether they make it or not. So I'm a big believer if you are going to bet futures, a lot of times you can catch just as good of odds at a time when you know they're going to make it into the tournament. Same thing with football. You can get just about as good of odds on teams sometimes 3 or 4 weeks out. San Diego was 500-1 at one point with 3 or 4 weeks to go in the NFL season. And, some things happened that probably were a miracle, but they didn't, did finish strong. And, when you can get them at 500 or 250-1 that late in the season, that's just as good as you would have got them at the beginning of the year. As a matter of fact, it's way better because they were one of the favored teams. So.
Speaking of miracles, didn't Oakland have to beat Tampa Bay for Philadelphia? That just baffles me how that happened.
A lot of miracles this year. I mean, the fact that Arizona's won all these games is amazing to me. You don't see teams lose, but you don't see teams like Arizona where they got crushed a couple times late in the season. I mean, they didn't just lose. They were humiliated and crushed, and they seem to have turned it around somehow. It's amazing to me that they're this deep into the playoffs, and when the team's hot like that, just like the Giants last year, I hate to bet against them, and you would think Philadelphia would smoke them, but Philadelphia's pretty inconsistent themselves. You never know when McNabb's going to have a bad game, and that could turn it all around.
Well, Mike, we might get a chance to catch up with you right before the Super Bowl, but in case we don't, got some folks from this area that are headed out there for Super Bowl weekend. What is your advice to the folks that come to Vegas, whether they've been there 6 or 7 times for the Super Bowl or they're going out for the first time?
You know what? When you come out for the Super Bowl or even March Madness, I mean, in Vegas, there's really, and I know I work there and everything, but I've been at several casinos, 5 of them in Vegas, real nice ones. There's no better place to watch games in Mandalay Bay because of the setup for the sportsbook. It's on the Strip. It's in one of the nicest hotels on the Strip. And be honest with you right now, there's bargains galore getting into Vegas for rooms. I mean, you can get rooms at Mandalay Bay for a fraction of what they usually cost. And, it's a great time to come out for the Super Bowl. And, if anyone comes out there that's listening to you for the Super Bowl, just have them call me. I'll get them some reserved seating so they don't have to worry about getting packed in. I'd be glad to host some of the people from Nebraska, get them out here to Mandalay Bay, and just have them give me a call.
Well, that is the best offer that we've heard in a long, long time, and we will definitely do that, Mike. We sure appreciate you giving us some time early in the morning, Vegas time, and we look forward to seeing you on our next trip out there.
Yeah, give me a call if you guys want to do something on the props. I'd be glad to go over with them before the Super Bowl.
We'll do so. Mike, have a great weekend.
You too. Have a good one.
Mike Perenio, the director of the sportsbook at Mandalay Bay in Las Vegas. Uh-oh, already a winner. Ding, 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 ding. Ding, 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 ding. Ding, ding.
He's
leaning towards Philly, isn't he?
Baltimore and Philly, I think.
Yeah, and God, that is so, as usual, amazing that I would be thinking the opposite way, Tony.
Well, I'm certainly thinking the opposite
way. And I'm still not strong on the Philly-Arizona, but I said it Monday. If Pittsburgh doesn't kick the crap out of Baltimore, then something's up. I know Baltimore has a good defense, but Pittsburgh's is better, and they have a better offense. That's the bottom line. And the best teams are supposed to win, right? And that doesn't always happen. Who is the best team?
Tampa Bay over Oakland was. They don't all. I know. Just
Well, this... last year, come on, the Giants weren't the better team last year. They weren't.
Who's the best team in the NFL this year?
Who's the best team? Who's the hottest team? Who's got the karma? I mean, no matter who wins, there's always a storyline.
I think if you said, Derek, who's the best team in the NFL, block what's happened right now in the NFL, go back the last 3 months of the season.
Indianapolis Colts.
Okay.
Pittsburgh.
Pittsburgh, Tennessee.
We had Pittsburgh at the top all year long, whether it was 1, 2, 3. They were in our top 5 at least all year long.
Remember that 8-game stretch where the Colts won, what, all their, 7, 8, 9 games in a row by 4, 5, 3... Yeah. 2, 4 points in there. I don't know.
I think you would get it. I think if you ask that question on the street.
I still think San Diego's a damn good football team, and Pittsburgh took care of them.
500-1. You don't see that before this. I mean, I guess down to, people not having.
But you know what it paid?
Zero. So that's the bottom line. We need to take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Reminder that coming out of the noon hour, we want you to head to lunch and enjoy it at the Chicken Coop in downtown Kearney or Grand Island. Catch all your favorite sports on TV at the Chicken Coop, including the NFL playoffs and Super Sunday. With high-definition televisions all over the place, there's not a bad seat in the house, and they've got great lunch specials every single day because they're open 7 days a week. Lunch specials Saturday and Sunday, great food and drink specials every night. Stop in to warm up with their special menu item featured for the month of January. Pheasant chowder. If that's not up for you, try the chicken wings. There are 12 flavors, the best in town. You can get ribs, you can get steak, you can get fish, you can get a salad, you can get burgers, you can get pizza. There's not anything really you can't get at the Chicken Coop. Of course, you can always get friendly atmosphere as well. About the only thing you can't get at the Chicken Coop on a reliable basis, a winning Keno number. But outside of that, folks, it's there for you. Check him out today. It'll be a great weekend to stop by the Chicken Coop, Kearney, or Grand Island.
You're listening to the Doug and Danny Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. When it comes to fish or cut bait, these guys are bait cutters. Oh, they've dipped a worm or two, but mostly bait cutters. Really.
Hi, it's Colin Cowherd, host of The Herd. These are challenging economic times. Companies of all sizes, big and small, need to cut, save, and change the way they do business. So if you don't have an online meeting service, now's the time. Here's the easiest and most affordable and most secure. It's called GoToMeeting.com. You don't have to fly or drive to have productive meetings anymore. You can cut travel costs and increase productivity by holding online meetings from your home or your office anywhere with internet access. GoToMeeting.com. Deliver instant sales demonstrations and customer training sessions right from your computer. It's easy to use. GoToMeeting.com. You could have your first meeting running in seconds with no technical headaches for you or your meeting attendees. That's GoToMeeting.com. My listeners can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days. That's a month of unlimited online meetings free. Visit GoToMeeting.com. Click on the orange Try It Free button. Use the promo code Colin. That's GoToMeeting.com, promo code Colin. Do more, travel less, GoToMeeting.
Lace them up. It's basketball time. The second annual Heartland Hoops Classic is set for February 14th at the Heartland Event Center in Grand Island. Come see local high school teams of all the classes hit the court as they test their skills before district play. Get your tickets today by calling the Heartland Event Center box office or online at heartlandhoopsclassic.com. The second annual Heartland Hoops Classic, presented by Pro Team Design, Sheep Industries, Grand Island Independent, and your ESPN Radio Superstation, 1460 and 1550 AM.
In order to test his will, Fred likes to subject himself to extreme conditions. Today, he's swimming with the Polar Bear Club during a blizzard.
Yeehaw!
At Train, we believe in extreme testing, too. We expose them to desert-like heat, Arctic-like cold, and a gauntlet of abuses. So you can be confident you're investing in the most durable, reliable system available.
Get your extreme-tested Train from the folks that continually pass the test with our customers. Tested, tried, and true. That's why you want to call Fidelki Heating and Air.
It's hard to stop a Train.
Up next, a fresh forecast from the guys at WeatherEye, brought to you by Molly's Motorworks on East 25th in Kearney, where you always get a square deal and a fair shake. If you drove down 25th Street in Kearney 20 years ago, you'd see a lot of things you wouldn't even recognize, except for that one place on East 25th, Molly's Motorworks. Well, even back then, when you were in need of a quality used car or truck, you knew you could always count on Molly's. Today, you can count on a great deal on this 2003 V6 automatic Chevy Silverado for only $59.95. Yes, sir, Molly's Motorworks on East 25th in Kearney, where you always get a square deal and a fair shake. Good to know.
We'll see lingering cloud cover early today, followed by partial clearing as temperatures climb up to around the mid-40s. Southwest winds will stay at 5 to 15 miles per hour. For tonight, we'll see partly cloudy skies, lows about 26, with the winds out of the northwest developing at 10 to 20, up to the mid-40s on Saturday. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley.
Right now, 27.
Work it, make it, do it, makes us all the better, faster, stronger.
That don't kill me, can only make me stronger. I need you to hurry up, man, cause
Dugan
Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Danny Nee, Eric Strickland, Kent Pavelka, Rex Eckwald, congratulations going into either the Nebraska Basketball Hall of Fame with Nee and Strickland tonight, the other two receiving special merit awards. Nebraska Kansas State men tomorrow at 5 o'clock. Also tomorrow, the Nebraska women are at Missouri. UNK is hosting Western New Mexico 2-4. The wrestling team will then come in and wrestle Colorado State Pueblo at 7. Hastings wrestling is at UNO. Hastings basketball at nationally ranked Morningside. The Morningside women, number one in the country. Mike Will has it at 2-4 for you tomorrow. And the Husker wrestlers, if you're looking into that, they're home for a double duel against Maryland and South Dakota State on Sunday. So if you're into sports and want to get away from the Tri-Cities, check out any of that. Of course, you don't have to get away from the Tri-Cities to watch UNK because they're going to be at home. Storm on the road. Enough said there.
Doug, not enough said here. When we're talking Troutman's Quality Meats, whether it's boned or boneless, cut-to-order ham, pick it up at Troutman's Quality Meats.
Question. Can I take a bone-in ham to the Mandalay Bay for the Super Bowl?
I would say no to that, but we know Mike. I don't know why the hell not.
Right, maybe. There you go. Okay.
And you're talking USDA certified Angus, $7.49 per pound, flat iron steaks.
Are they giving it away?
Oh, garlic sausage, Italian wings. They've got it all. Woo-hoo! Try some of their kicken crab and sweet corn chowder as well. The fresh smoked sausages you can get anywhere in all of the land. Troutman's Quality Meats. Tell Kerry we sent you in there. He'll take good care of you. Doesn't matter. Try the baked beans as well. Try the bacon. There's no better bacon around. Troutman's Quality Meats. We love it, and we know it's going to warm up, and you may even get a chance to get that grill out and try some of that Troutman's Quality Meats. Get there today across from Bob's Superstore. T-Bone's waiting for you out front.
60 degrees in parts of the listening area by the beginning of next week. Daddy, we're down to two games. It's time for your NFL playoff selections. I want to start, well, with Philly and Arizona. It's the first game of the day.
I gave you the stat of the year that I thought was just so amazing. I'm going to take Arizona at home. I think Philadelphia, yeah, they've been on a roll. This is a different Arizona team than they faced earlier, and certainly a different one than the last week when they played New England. I like Arizona at home. I like Kurt Warner to return to the Super Bowl.
We'll put the spread at 3.5. Pittsburgh favored by 6 over Baltimore.
You know what? I've leaned on Pittsburgh all week long. I thought the majority of the money was going that way. I was on Baltimore. Now I'm not so sure. I'm still going to take Pittsburgh. I think they'll win this game. I think they'll win it by more than a touchdown. I'm going to take Pittsburgh and Arizona this weekend.
That's who I'm going to take, too, because I want to continue my hot streak going into the Super Bowl.
All right.
Oh, God, that's it for the Doug and Daddy Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. We'll preview the Super Bowl, at least our initial thoughts, and when the Lions come out on Monday, we'll have that for you. We'll have a special Martin Luther King Day parade. Are we going to have a parade here?
No.
Nobody's going to be working but us again?
Well, probably not.
Are you here Monday, Derek?
No.
Amazing. And then Tuesday, the inauguration. Are you going to be here Tuesday?
Yes.
Okay. Well, that's coming up on Monday. We're going to get into some wrestling talk, some more basketball talk, and we'll be catching up with more of the area coaches as well. But it will be Super Bowl talk as well on Monday. We want to thank Nebraska defensive tackle Ndamukong Suh for joining us on the program today. Also to Mike Perineo of the Mandalay Bay, the director of the sports and race book there, for joining us on the Doug and Daddy Show today.
Hey, look forward to seeing you on Monday. Doug and Daddy Show, enjoy the football. Hey, if you're going to be drinking while you're watching it, don't drive home. Be safe this weekend. Have a great weekend. From all of us, Doug and Daddy Show, ESPN Radio, 1460, 1550.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over!